You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Welcome to our picks for week 13 of the CFL, JC. It's Labor Day. Oh, let's go. It's the best week. Labor Day. Right? It's the best week of the CFL season. I really can't wait. Aside, of course, from Grey Cup Sunday, but I don't really consider that, at least, it's not certainly not the regular season. And Grey Cup feels like a different entity all unto itself. It feels like a nationwide celebration of a game. This, to me, feels like a nationwide celebration of a league where we've got six games. I wish there were, or we've got six teams in action. I wish there were eight. I don't know why Ottawa and Montreal don't also play this weekend. But regardless, we've got rivalries across the board. Before we get into our picks, which one are you most excited for?
I think it's got to be the Saskatchewan Roughriders and Winnipeg Blue Bombers game. To me, that's the one I have circled. That's always the fiercest rivalry in my mind. And I think with how the Saskatchewan Roughriders are playing and, you know, the ferocity with which this game is typically played, it's going to be an intriguing one. And it's good to have a game like that to start the season, right? Because this is when the season starts, Hodge, officially.
I hate that cliche. The season can be over for certain teams by Labor Day. So don't tell me it starts on Labor Day. As an aside, as a almost lifelong West Coaster, Labor Day is not an exciting time for fans on the West Coast, at least for their local club. So my dream, as I'm sure many people's dreams is that we can have a coast-to-coast rivalry game. Like what I want is I want a Saturday night game that can be, let's say, and I know that Montreal and Ottawa have a great Thanksgiving rivalry that they're trying to build up. We'll have the first game between those two teams the Saturday of Labor Day weekend, have a matinee on Sunday, which is BC at Halifax, the coast-to-coast rivalry game. Then you go to Regina for the Labor Day Classic. Then Monday, as always, is the classic operations of the Battle of Ontario, Battle of Alberta. I already got this figured out. We just need a bloody team. That's all. I got the rest of the schedule figured out. Hopefully one day an already great week of CFL football can look that much better. Wouldn't that be great? Let's get into the games, JC, starting with the one that I agree is the best of the bunch. The Saskatchewan Roughriders are 5.5-point home favorites against the Winnipeg Blue Bombers for their annual Labor Day Classic on Sunday at Mosaic Stadium. The Blue Bombers have won three of the last four Labor Day Classics, including last year's affair, though the Riders are coming into this one with a better record on the season, sitting 4 points ahead of their Prairie foes in the West standings. Can Saskatchewan get back to its historically dominant ways in the Labor Day Classic, or can Winnipeg snag another one this year?
I'm riding with the Riders in this game. I think they've been the better team all season. Last week, they got pushed around a little bit on the line of scrimmage by the Calgary Stampeders. That's a problem, but I don't think it's going to happen two times in a row because Corey Mace is going to have his team fired up for this game, and then the roaring crowd at Mosaic Stadium is going to fire them up even more. When it comes to Winnipeg, I'm intrigued by some of the things that could happen this week, some of the additions in the receiving core, whether they'll play or not. Dalton Schoen has practiced twice. Maybe he makes his comeback this week. That could change some things, but I don't love their offense besides Brady Oliveira right now. I don't think Zach Collaros has been consistent enough. I don't love their scheme. And I think when it comes to a big rivalry like this, when the defense is going to be fired up and you've got one of the best defensive coaches in the league going against you, that's going to tilt the scales in favor of the green and white. So I'm taking the Riders to win and cover.
I'm a little more bullish on the Bombers than you are, JC. I thought that their offense showed impressive steps last week. I watched the film. I thought it was the best I've seen from that offense so far this season. I thought Zach Collaros was very decisive in his decision-making, and I love that Brady Oliveira had his best game of the season along the ground. The offensive line, I thought, did a nice job of controlling the line of scrimmage against a very good Montreal Alouettes front. This front in Saskatchewan, though, is just as good, if not better. And obviously, we know the home field advantage, right, that's at play here. The Bombers won this game last season, yes, but they also got a special teams touchdown, right, off the muff, Mario Alford punt return that was recovered by Nick Hallett. And I do also like the potential re-addition. I do think he'll play, as Dalton Schoen. I think Nick Dembski's going to play in this one as well. Like, the Bombers are trending the right direction offensively. I think defensively, they're improving as well. But it's the Riders on Labor Day, right? The Riders historically, traditionally win this game, even when they're the inferior team. And the same is true opposite. So I'm also going to tip my pick here for next week. The Bombers typically win the Banjo Bowl, even when they're not the best team in that game. So I'm going to take the Riders to win and cover on Labor Day, and I'm going to take the Bombers to win and cover on Banjo Bowl. I don't even care what that line is. I'm guessing, you know, it'll depend, obviously, on the outcome of this game to some extent. But I feel like with the Riders coming off a loss and the Bombers coming off a win, I'm getting the chance to buy the Riders at a nice price here, right? Like, their stock has come down a little bit. The Bombers has gone up a little bit. I think that this game should probably be more of a touchdown game. It's only 5.5 points. So I'm happy to take the Riders to win this game and to cover. Should be noted that the Bombers, I thought, did a really nice job against Trevor Harris last year. I also thought Zach Collaros played Saskatchewan really well, including lighting them up in that West final. But Labor Day, again, there's going to be 34,000 screaming people at that game. Yeah, there's more blue at Mosaic than ever on Labor Day, but it's still an overwhelmingly green crowd. Give me the Riders to win and cover the spread.
The Hamilton Tiger Cats are 4.5-point home favorites against the Toronto Argonauts on Monday for the Ontario edition of the Labor Day Classic. The Boatmen are coming off a shocking 52-34 drubbing of the BC Lions, during which Nick Arbuckle threw for over 400 yards and accounted for 4 touchdowns, while the Ticats are coming off a bye after getting blown out by Saskatchewan the previous week. Can the Tabbies refine their winning ways, or are the Argos finally rolling?
You know, I just used a stock analogy. I'll use it again. I feel like with the Ticats being on a bye last week and then losing it right by 20 points to the Riders the previous week, I feel like I'm getting a chance to buy them at a discount right here. Mm-hmm. And the same is true in opposite with the Argonauts, right? Like, this was a 2-win football team. Ryan Dinwiddie was out here calling his players pretenders not that long ago. And it feels like one big win. And I'm not taking anything away from the win. It was a very impressive performance. Nick Arbuckle, arguably now in the MOP conversation, brilliant performance, particularly without DeMonte Coxey, their top receiver in the mix. But I'm sorry, this is still a 3-win football team. Why should anybody be fearful of a 3-win football team? This game is in Steeltown. The Ticats fans there are absolutely belligerent at the best of times. Well, guess what? Labor Day, they're going to be harassing that Argos sideline. And I do mean that word in every sense of its meaning. Harassing that sideline, getting under the skin of all 46 players who are going to be there. And they'll probably even be mean to the practice roster players who aren't even dressed. So I am happy to take the Hamilton Tiger Cats to win and cover this spread. In my opinion, this spread should be higher. This should be an 8.5 point spread. I think it's only smaller because of the 52-point performance we just saw from the Argonauts. And I'm not saying that it's impossible that we see that again, but the Tabbies have had a full bye week to sit back, watch the film. They know exactly how the Argonauts had that much success. And I also didn't think that, as much as the numbers are very impressive, I didn't think that Nick Arbuckle did that brilliant of a job, especially on those deep balls. I thought there were some busts from BC. I thought there were some really nice plays and adjustments from the receivers there. I don't think this is a performance that the Argonauts are going to be able to repeat. Mekhi Polk from the NFL, nice ad. but I don't see that translating into another huge performance from the Argonauts. I'm very happy to get the Ticats here, minus only 4.5.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
There's a lot of reasons to look at a potential Ticat bounce back here. The bye week, I think, was much needed. They were in a tough slog of their schedule at that point, coming off back-to-back losses. They've had all the time in the world to prepare, all the time to get a little bit healthier, but there's still some key absences. Stavros Katsantonis, to me, is a big one. He did not practice on the first day of the week. If that continues, he's a big hole in that defensive backfield. And I'll tell you what here, Hodge, I've got a bit of a gut feeling about the Toronto Argonauts this week, and that may very well be indigestion, but there's just something calling to me about this team. I think Mekhi Polk inserting into the lineup, even though I'm skeptical that a guy in his first week back from the NFL can make a huge impact, gives them a dynamic that they've been missing this season. I think teams have figured out the Ticats offense a little bit in the last few weeks. And even though the Argos got absolutely torched by Kenny Lawler in their first matchup, I don't think they're going to employ that same strategy again in this game. And then some of the injuries that Toronto has, you look along the offensive line, Sage Dockstader's not practicing, Anthony Vandell's not practicing. Well, if you get Shane Richards and Darius Sirocco in there, and then you're getting Ryan Hunter back as well and switching him out with John Boss, well, I'm not sure that is a downgrade along the offensive line. I think they'll be pretty sturdy up there, and they've been playing better the last few weeks. So I think there is a sneaky opportunity for the Argos to at least push the Ticats to the brink. I'm certainly going to take them to cover and make this a field goal game, but I'm actually going to pick them to win in the upset as well.
Interesting, interesting. So we are on opposite sides in Ontario. Let's now head west to the province of Alberta, where the Calgary Stampeders are 8.5-point home favorites over the Edmonton Elks on Monday in the Alberta edition of the Labor Day Classic. I never get tired of saying Labor Day Classic. The Stampeders are coming off a statement win over Saskatchewan, while the Elks are on a 3-game winning streak, during which Justin Rankin has emerged as a fringe MOP candidate. Could become the first player to go 1,000-1,000. I'm not saying it happens, but I'm also saying I'm not saying it's impossible either. Will the Stampeders take care of business against their rivals to the north, or could Edmonton make it 4 in a row?
I love that you brought up Justin Rankin, because he has been sensational this year. I think he is not just a fringe MOP candidate. He needs to be considered legitimate because of his importance to that football team. And the only thing holding him back from that 1,000-1,000 mark is how much Jordan Maksimek is going to actually hand him the ball in any given game. And sometimes they go away from that run game really early. With all that being said, and as much as Edmonton has improved, this is decidedly a Stampeders game. I think they are the most dominant team in the CFL when they are healthy. I think they've got the weapons on offense right now. I think they've got the talent on defense. And I see them winning this game by a touchdown. But this spread is a tiny bit too wide for me. I think Cody Fajardo will get a late score for the Elks to at least cover it and keep it to a 7-point game. I'll take the Elks to cover, but the Stamps to win.
Yeah, this is a tough one to pick for me, because I feel like the Stampeders have been guilty to some extent of playing down to their opponents this year, right? Mm-hmm. This team is 0-2 against Ottawa. They lost against the McLeod Bethel Thompson Montreal Alouettes. I know VA was banged up for at least one of those games, late in the other. But still, like, this team has been so brilliant against top competition. Like, they crushed Hamilton in week one, and they've swept Winnipeg and Saskatchewan 5-0. Like, that is remarkable. My only concern here is that they're going to play a little bit down to Edmonton in this one. Edmonton is a lot better than they were to start the season, but I do feel like the three-game win streak has been a little overhyped. They beat Montreal, sans Davis Alexander. They beat Toronto, and they beat Ottawa, and they got a special teams touchdown in the Ottawa game. Like, I'm not discrediting the wins. It's a legitimate three-game win streak. I'm ecstatic for Elks fans who have had very little to cheer about over the last few years that they're getting an opportunity to celebrate these wins. But my point is, that is a far cry from beating the Calgary Stampeders at McMahon Stadium on Labor Day. Like, the Stampeders just completely outclassed the Riders in this very same building. I strongly suspect they're going to be able to do the same thing this week. It's a lot of points. I don't like eating this many points, but I'm going to do it this week. I'm going to take the home team.
He's a hungry man.
I am a hungry man this week. I'm taking all the favorites and I'm taking all the home teams. I'm eating some points this week, but I am 9-1 against the spread of my last 10 games. So I am feeling that hot streak. Hopefully my hot streak continues. And for the sake of my picks, hopefully the hot streak at Edmonton does not continue, because if they win this game, I'll have some egg on my face, but that's okay. Calgary Stampeders, they were number one on my ballot this week for power rankings. I think they're the best team in the CFL right now. I think they're going to be able to ratchet things up defensively, make it a pretty miserable day for Cody Fajardo. And offensively, that unit, I think, is still going to be very successful. They just showed it last week. They don't need Dom Rimes. They don't need Tevin Jones to make plays. And yet they might get both of them back this week. Adrian Green out. No problem. Godfrey Onyeka has held down that field side corner spot very well. Had an amazing interception just recently for them. So I'm not afraid to eat these points this week. We'll see you guys for week 14 in the CFL, but not before we get through week 13, the Labor Day Classic weekend. You can't beat it if you're a Canadian football fan. Enjoy the games, folks. We'll see you next week for our week 14 picks. For JC Abbott, I'm John Hodge. Enjoy the games.